Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
It's a house that has become synonymous with horror and mystery, the kind of place where time seems to stand still, preserving the echoes of a day steeped in blood and tragedy. The Lizzie Borden House in Fall River, Massachusetts, stands as both a relic of history and a beacon for those drawn to tales of the macabre. It bore witness to the gruesome axe murders of Andrew and Abby Borden, crimes that shocked the nation and thrust their youngest daughter, Lizzie, into the center of one of America's most sensational trials. But the intrigue doesn't end with her acquittal. For decades, visitors and residents alike have reported strange happenings within the home, objects moving on their own, unexplained footsteps echoing through empty hallways, and ghostly apparitions of figures long gone. Is the Lizzie Borden House truly haunted? Or do the tragic events of August 4th, 1892 simply fuel the imaginations of those who walk its halls? On this journey, we'll peel back the layers of history, sift through chilling accounts of paranormal activity, and explore the theories that seek to explain the unexplainable. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The story of the Lizzie Borden House begins long before the bloodstains on its floors or the whispers of ghostly figures in its halls. Built in the early 1840s, the modest 2.5-story home at 92 2nd Street was originally a testament to New England practicality. Purchased by Andrew Borden in 1872, it became a symbol of his frugality and social conservatism. Despite his considerable wealth, Andrew's strict control over finances and his often cold demeanor created an austere household environment, one that would become a powder keg of tension. Lizzie Borden and her older sister Emma grew up in this house, but their lives were far from idyllic. Their relationship with their stepmother, Abby Borden, was strained at best. Abby, whom Andrew married after the death of Lizzie's biological mother, was viewed by the sisters as a usurper of their mother's place and possibly their inheritance. Lizzie, in particular, harbored resentment toward Abby, which only deepened over time. On the fateful morning of August 4th, 1892, tragedy struck. Andrew Borden was found bludgeoned to death on a couch in the sitting room, his face almost unrecognizable. Abby Borden's body was discovered upstairs in the guest bedroom, her head brutally struck with an axe while she was cleaning. The murder sent shockwaves through the small town of Fall River and soon captivated the nation. Suspicion quickly fell on Lizzie, who reportedly gave inconsistent statements about her whereabouts during the murders. The case against her was circumstantial but compelling. She had attempted to buy prussic acid, a deadly poison, just days before the killings, and her behavior in the aftermath raised eyebrows. Yet, despite the prosecution's arguments and the nation's fascination, Lizzie was acquitted. The jury's decision was influenced by the belief that no woman of her status could commit such heinous crimes. Lizzie and her sister Emma moved out of the house shortly after the trial, but the stigma of the murders followed Lizzie for the rest of her life. After the Bordens vacated the property, the house changed hands several times. Some owners used it as a private residence, while others turned it into a boarding house. In 1996, the home was purchased and transformed into a museum and bed and breakfast, allowing curious visitors to stay overnight and immerse themselves in its dark history. But even before its modern-day incarnation as a tourist attraction, whispers of strange occurrences had already begun. Guests and staff reported unexplained footsteps echoing through the house, often in the middle of the night. Doors were said to open and close on their own, and cold spots were frequently felt in rooms where Andrew and Abby were killed. Some claimed to hear disembodied voices or see fleeting shadows darting down the hallways. These reports, though sporadic at first, grew more numerous over the years, fueling the house's reputation as a paranormal hotspot. Skeptics argue that these experiences could be explained by the house's age and the power of suggestion. With creaky floorboards, drafty windows, and the psychological weight of its history, it's easy to imagine how someone might misinterpret ordinary occurrences as supernatural. Yet even skeptics can't fully dismiss the accounts of those who swear they've seen or felt something they cannot explain. The house's haunted reputation took on a life of its own as paranormal investigators began to take notice. In the early 2000s, teams equipped with high-tech tools arrived to explore its mysteries. Using infrared cameras, digital voice recorders, and electromagnetic field detectors, they sought to capture evidence of the paranormal. While some investigations yielded intriguing results, such as audio recordings of what seemed to be voices responding to questions, others found no conclusive proof. What is undeniable, however, is the house's ability to captivate. Its story, a blend of history, true crime, and the supernatural, continues to draw people from around the world, each visitor hoping to catch a glimpse of something beyond the veil. The Lizzie Borden House remains a place where past and present collide, leaving everyone who enters with a sense of awe, unease, or both. As the years passed, the reports of paranormal activity within the Lizzie Borden House only intensified. Guests staying overnight frequently claimed to experience vivid, unsettling dreams, often featuring Andrew or Abby Borden. Some awoke to the sensation of being watched, only to find no one in the room. Others described hearing the creak of footsteps on the stairs, as if someone were ascending with deliberate intent. For some, the most chilling encounters occurred in the guest bedroom where Abby Borden was killed. Here, visitors have reported feeling a sudden drop in temperature, as though a ghostly presence had entered the space. One recurring phenomenon that has fascinated paranormal enthusiasts involves objects moving without explanation. Staff members recount finding furniture slightly rearranged or items placed in different locations than where they had been left the night before. In one notable instance, a group of paranormal investigators claimed to witness a rocking chair in the sitting room move on its own, its rhythmic motion both mesmerizing and unnerving. Electronic voice phenomena, EVPs captured during investigations, have added another layer of intrigue. Researchers have recorded what they believe are voices answering direct questions when asked, "Who killed you?" One recording seemed to capture a faint, anguished voice replying, "Lizzie." Another EVP session yielded a chilling whisper, "Help me." Though skeptics argue these recordings could be artifacts of ambient noise, those who have heard them in person often describe the experience as deeply unsettling. Theories about the hauntings abound, with many suggesting that the traumatic energy of the murders left an indelible mark on the home. Some believe the house is the site of residual hauntings, a kind of supernatural replay of past events. Others argue that intelligent hauntings are at play, with the spirits of Andrew and Abby Borden still lingering, perhaps searching for justice or resolution. Visitors frequently recount seeing shadowy figures moving through the house, particularly in the sitting room and near the staircase. Some describe a male presence they believe to be Andrew, his stern gaze watching over the home he once controlled so tightly. Others have reported glimpsing a woman in Victorian attire, often assumed to be Abby, still tied to the place where her life was violently taken. Interestingly, the paranormal activity appears to increase during anniversaries of the murders or after significant renovations to the property. Some paranormal experts theorize that disturbing the physical structure of the house can awaken spirits or amplify existing energy. This idea gained traction after a particularly active period following the installation of new furnishings in the early 2000s. Despite the eerie experiences reported by so many, The Lizzie Borden House remains a popular destination for thrill seekers and history buffs alike. Each guest arrives with a mix of curiosity and trepidation, eager to uncover whether the stories are true. For some, the encounters they have are enough to make them believe. For others, the house is simply a place where history feels uncomfortably close, a reminder of how the past can linger, even when we wish it wouldn't. The Lizzie Borden House, it's more than just a crime scene. It's a place where the boundaries between history and mystery blur. Whether you believe the paranormal activity is the result of restless spirits or the echoes of our own imaginations, one thing is undeniable. This house has an energy that leaves no one untouched. The combination of its dark history and the many personal experiences shared by visitors creates a narrative that's as compelling as it is unsettling. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.